Inner Traditions Audio presents A Theology of Love, Reimagining Christianity Through a Course in Miracles by Richard Smalley, read by Kathleen Roche Zuko. Introduction. She was a queen, and her reign was long, imperious, and cruel. She held up high ideals and inspired a great civilization, but she could be arrogant and capricious. She demanded full agreement to everything she said. Dissent was not tolerated. She could change her mind and sometimes did, but it was forbidden for anyone to point out that she had done so or to claim that she had ever said anything than what she was saying now. Physical submission and tribute were not enough for her. She demanded the allegiance of the heart and the mind, and those who did not give it could and did have their tongues torn out, their hands cut off, or their bodies burned at the stake. She was the mother of totalitarianism. Her reign came to an end, as all reigns must, and she was cast off her throne. The strain was too much for her, and she broke down. She now sits ignored and doddering, muttering scraps of jargon to which few pay attention. She is theology. She was once called Queen of the Sciences, but now she is no longer called a science at all. I find it hard to read or hear anything of contemporary theology without being assailed by images like these. Theology is a fallen despot, and its pronouncements are now ignored even, perhaps, by those who utter them. Many of the great minds of 20th century theology, Barth, Bultmann, Bonhoeffer, Niebuhr, leave me with the overwhelming impression that they are grasping for faith and that the pillars of conventional Christian belief, the divinity of Christ, the vicarious atonement, the final judgment, make no sense to them, whether or not they can admit this. They seem to be asking, quote, "What do we believe now that we no longer believe?" Unquote. You may want an example of what I am talking about. Very well. Here is a passage from The Symbolism of Evil, a classic work.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?